The need for more bees. Welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. There is a shortage of bees and their keepers in this country, and as USDA's Brenda Curtis reports, there's plenty of opportunity of waiting for folks to start a new hobby or even a career.
Are you looking for a new hobby? Well, here is one you may not have thought of, and that's beekeeping. Lisa Jager with the National Honey Board said most beekeepers in this country are hobbyists,
which means they have 25 colonies or less. And there's several, I think the number is maybe several thousand of those. So really it's very small as far as the number of beekeepers that are commercial producers.
And the nation's beekeepers produce about 200 million pounds of honey a year.
But that doesn't meet the consumption in this country, so we have to import honey to meet consumption needs. So we really only produce about half of what we need in the United States.
Because the United States has to import a lot of honey, some states are encouraging more people to get involved in beekeeping.
There are actually some states that are doing that. One that comes to mind is New Jersey, of all places. And they were very active last year in offering kind of a stipend to people. And then they would provide them with, beekeeping education and some materials to get into beekeeping. Because, unfortunately, there's been a problem with mites in this country that have seen some decline in the bee population.
So if you are interested in a unique hobby and your own supply of sweet honey, and maybe even sell some too, then you just might want to call your area USDA office. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
You know, it said that honeybees are responsible for every third bite of food we take, so they are very important to our ag industry. Here in Tennessee, the latest numbers showed there were 7,000 honey-producing colonies in 2005, up 1,000 from the previous year. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.